Welcome to the October 2021 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council. Before we get started, I'm going to ask our meeting moderator, Herb August, to provide instructions for members of the public and the council members about how to participate in the meeting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. All members of the public will remain on mute throughout the meeting. When it's time for public comment, Chairman Richko will make an announcement. And at that time, members of the public wishing to speak should raise their hands. For those participating via video, please use the raised hand option in Zoom. And if you're participating by phone, please press star 9 to raise your hand. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, depending on how you are participating. At that time, you'll be unmuted. Please watch and or listen for instructions and note that there may be a delay before you're called on and before you're unmuted. Your patience is appreciated. When it's your turn to speak, please begin by providing your name and any organization you're representing. And when you're finished speaking, please indicate that you're done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes, and members of the public are limited to one comment per resolution and one comment during the general public comment at the end of the meeting. Council members, as a reminder, you have the ability to mute and unmute yourselves without assistance from staff. Please note that if there is extraneous noise on your line, a staff member may mute you so it doesn't interrupt the meeting. Lastly, council members, if you're experiencing a problem, please call Executive Director at 201-208-4311. That's 201-208-4311. Thank you.
Thank you, Herb. Annette, please call the roll.
Sure. Kurt Alstead.
I'm here.
Tim Daugherty. Michael Dressler. Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Haltaway.
Present.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richko.
Here.
Michael Sabatich.
Here.
Dan Van Abs.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
Here.
Thank you, Annette. Would you please also call the roll of Highlands Council staff and other colleagues that are present?
Lisa Plevin.
Here.
James Humphreys.
Here.
Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler.
Here.
Carrie Green.
Here.
Gabrielle Gallagher.
Here.
Judy Thornton.
Here.
Corey Piasecki.
Here.
Ranji Prasad.
Here.
Herb August.
I am here.
Carol Dickton.
Here.
Tom Taglarini.
Here.
And from the GAU's office, Jeffrey Nielsen.
Present.
And from the DAG's office, Jason Kane.
Here.
Thank you.
Annette, the Open Public Meetings Act.
Yes, this meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted by means of video and teleconference. Instructions for participating in the meeting and providing comments are available on the Highlands Council website. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to the close of business on Friday, October 22nd, 2021.
Thank you, Annette. Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. Chairman's report. On behalf of the council, I'd like to thank Carrie Green for 12 years of service to the Highlands Council. Carrie joined the Highlands Council shortly after the RMP was published, and she has been an invaluable member of our science team ever since, serving most recently as leader of that team for the past several years. Her range of knowledge in species and habitat management is extensive and has enabled the Highlands Council to provide comprehensive and high quality information and guidance to project applicants, constituents, and the general public. Throughout her tenure, her commitment to the protection of the Highlands region has been evident, and her contributions will have lasting impact. I know Carrie's with us on this Zoom. So Carrie, we thank you and we wish you the very best. Executive Director's Report, Lisa Plevin.
Chairman, before Lisa starts,
yes,
could I just ask for one thing? We lost a very dear American this week, and that's Colin Powell, who served as our Secretary of State. Could we just have a moment of silence? He was an absolute wonderful American. I think he's somebody that we could all learn something from, and I'm sorry to see that he's gone.
I totally agree with you. He was one person that certainly put our country before politics. In my mind, he would have made a great president. So yes, let's have a moment of silence. Thank you.
Sorry about that, but yeah.
Thank you. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Chairman's report, Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For my executive director's report, I would like to remind folks that our full-time return to office has been delayed now until November 29th. Staff continues to work in the office and at home on a staggered schedule, and we will continue to hold meetings virtually per guidance from the governor's office. Before I move into the regular items of my report, there's a few things that I wanted to highlight for the council. Since our last meeting, you may have seen that the governor's office released the final climate change resiliency strategy. And I'm pleased that they highlighted our participation by including a quote from the Highlands Council in the governor's press release. Highlands staff continues to serve on the Interagency Council on Climate Resilience. And recently we were briefed on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's sixth report, which details the likely global impacts of climate change. Highlands Council staff is working to develop a climate resilience action plan, which will be shared with members in the near future. And in addition, you may recall that the Highlands Council released a request for proposal to develop a climate hazard vulnerability assessment guidance document in July. This document would provide a much needed template for Highlands municipalities to use in meeting the requirements of the municipal land use law to address climate vulnerability, environmental justice, and environmental sustainability. So that RFP response period closed in September, and I'm really pleased to report that we have received six solid responses. Staff is reviewing these, and we hope to be to interview candidates in the near future. In addition, the Highlands Region Economic Sustainability Plan, which the council was updated on back in July, is moving closer to completion. As mentioned, we anticipate bringing a final report to the council for approval to release it at the December 9th council meeting. In the meantime, we will release a draft plan to the public for their feedback next week. We hope you will all take some time to review this and familiarize yourself with the draft and to please let us know your thoughts. Additionally, on Tuesday, September 28th, the Highlands Council hosted a two-hour Brownfields webinar, which was presented by the New Jersey Brownfields Assistance Center at NJIT. Over 70 people participated, including several council members. Thank you for that. And a recording of the event along with materials is available on the NJIT Brownfields Assistance Center website under the Resources tab. So now I'm going to move into my regular ED report. For municipally issued exemptions, since my last report, we have been notified of the following: Montville Township, 1 exemption number 5, West Milford, 9 exemption number 5s, Parsippany, Troy Hills, 1 exemption number 5, and 1 exemption number 4. And lastly, for Franklin Township, Warren County, 1 exemption number 2. Under project review updates, I have 2 planning area consistency reviews to report out on. The first is at 2 Hilton Court in Parsippany, Troy Hills. The applicant, Onyx Equities, is seeking to demolish an existing office building and replace it with a new 113,400 square foot warehouse building. along with associated interior driveway, parking areas, and stormwater management facilities. And Highlands Council staff review of this project is pending. Secondly, for Riverview Apartments in Washington Township, Morris County, the applicant William Holtz Development Company is seeking to construct four buildings to hold 32 apartments, along with pervious parking and driveway along Route 46. And the Highlands Council review of this project is also still pending. We have one Highlands Preservation Area approval review to report. And for well number SM-23 in Washington Township, Morris County, Washington Township MUA is seeking a Highlands Preservation Area approval with public health and safety waiver from DEP for upgrades to a municipal well house, including construction of a new access roadway. And Highlands Council review of this project is also pending. I have three Highlands applicability determined exemption number 11s to report on. The first is a Vernon Lake Glenwood water main replacement project in Vernon Township. Suez Water is applying to the DEP for a HAD 11 in the preservation area for the replacement of approximately 2,250 linear feet of water main in Vernon Township within the road right of way. And Highlands staff has found this project to be consistent. The next project is for Butler Water Treatment Plant upgrades in Kenilon. The Butler Water Treatment is applying to DEP for a HAD 11 in the preservation area for the completion of upgrades to a public water treatment facility. Highlands Council staff review of this project is pending. And lastly, the Elizabethtown Gas Line Relocation Project in Mansfield Township, Warren County. Elizabethtown Gas is applying to DEP for HAD 11 in the preservation area for the relocation of a gas line within Rockport Road in Mansfield Township, and Highlands Council staff review of this project is pending. Lastly, under personnel updates, the senior counsel position vacated by Gabrielle Gallagher upon her appointment to chief counsel was posted on October 12th. So that is still open, that posting. The science manager position, which was posted on September 23rd and closed on October 15th, received four applications and candidates are currently being vetted. And as you know, this is Carrie Green's last council meeting after almost 12 years of invaluable scientific support to the Highlands Council and to its mission. So please join me in wishing Carrie all the best in her new permanent home in Virginia. So thank you, Carrie. And our next council meeting is scheduled for December 9th. You'll recall we don't have a council meeting in November. So December 9th is our next council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Do any council members have any questions for our executive director?
Yeah, I do. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
This is Mike Sebetich. Yeah, Lisa, you sent us a copy of that resiliency report some time ago. It was very extensive and well-written. And it has a lot of, I didn't read every word in it because it's very large, but I think our municipalities should read it. So I'm wondering, my question is, do you know how this thing is being distributed to our 500 plus municipalities?
Actually, that's an excellent question. I know that they just released the final strategy. I believe it was last week. And Corey is our point person on climate. I don't know if they sent out individual copies to all municipalities or whether it was done via press release. Corey, do you happen to know that?
So obviously for climate related reasons, I think we're avoiding sending all paper copies to municipalities, but a link to the program website has been sent around along with the press release, as well as materials to help municipalities read the documents and work on adaptation strategies, which is also what our RFP is looking to support.
Right. So we will be following up with the municipalities in the Highlands region directly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I see that Judge Dressler has joined us.
I have indeed.
Excellent.
Very good. Any other council members? Any other council members have anything, any questions for our executive director? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next on the agenda is approval of the minutes of September 23rd. May I please have a motion in a second? And please identify yourself when you're making the motion. So who would like to make that motion?
Boltway will make the motion.
Okay. Who would like to second?
Kurt will second.
Okay. Moved by Councilmember Holtaway, seconded by Councilmember Olstead. Any discussion on the minutes of September 23rd? Hearing none. Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Olstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
Okay, we move on to the Budget and Finance Committee. This is the first of six resolutions from the Budget and Finance Committee today. So I'm going to turn things over to Committee Chair Bob Holtaway.
Chairman, thank you very much. And lucky you have a Budget and Finance Committee, or you'd have nothing to do. So here we go. First is a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2022 general operating budget. Again, briefly, the year started in July. We get sorted out and adopt our budget now, and we will run with that through the balance of the year. I am going to ask Ranji to please go into the details of the budget and the minor changes that we've had since last year. Ranji?
Sure. Up for your consideration is our proposed fiscal year 2022 budget. I've provided you with all the supporting documents along with a detailed line item explanation worksheet should you have any questions. In summary, for fiscal year 2022, the council received $2,429,000 in state appropriation with a carryover bank balance of $359,041.08 and miscellaneous revenues projected at $1,000, the council is expected to have an operating budget for fiscal year 2022 of $2,789,041.08. Of significant importance to this budget are the following. In fiscal year 2022, the council received an increase of $114,000 in state appropriation for operational cost to address the anticipated increase in salary expenses due to CWA contract agreement with Highlands CWA covered employees. Salary budget includes across the board raises, ongoing negotiations regarding title conversions, alignment, and step advancement to higher salary ranges. Reserve also includes salary adjustment consideration for non-CWA employees who did not receive any raises. Also, at the close of fiscal year 2021, a remaining bank balance of $359,041.08 was rolled over to fiscal year 2022 proposed budget. The rollover bank balance was higher than usual due to a return of $82,160 of unexpended salary funds from Treasury back to the council. Also to note, audit fees were increased by $3,214 as per the new audit contract. Thank you.
Bob, you're muted. You're muted.
One of the things of note is that number of the employees in the bargaining unit will be getting increases. One of the problems that I see in the budget committee was felt very strongly about was the need for getting raises for the uncovered staff, the confidential and administrative staff. And Jeff has promised that from the GAU promised that he'll give it a push. So we hope that that happens. Had reservations about voting for the budget in the event that we don't, because the separation like that is very bad. So, however, that's my comment. And Mr. Chairman, I will move the resolution.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Haltaway and Ranjay. We have a motion for the approval of the fiscal year 2022. We need a second.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Councilmember James. Would any council members like to comment? Okay, hearing none. This is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Herb to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the operating budget resolution only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Herb, please instruct the members of the public on commenting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand function in Zoom or press *9 on their phones. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow instructions and remember there may be a delay before you're called on and before you're unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. So we will open it up for public comment at this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I don't see anyone at this point. Let's give it a few more seconds. Okay. All right. Seeing no comments from the public, do any council members have any further comment on this resolution? Hearing none, Annette, please hold.
Someone has their hand raised.
One second, Mr. Chairman.
Raise their hand. Okay, this is last four digits is 4723. So whoever that is, Herb, please open their phone.
All right, 1 second. I've made the request. It's going to take just a second.
Okay, whoever it is, you're on.
It's Hank Klump, a farmer in Tewksbury. Question for you on this budget. How many union employees do you have to how many non-union employees in this budget here that you're talking about? There's no mention of, what's what or, and what is the number of total employees? Because your employee salaries right now are over $2 million. So I was just trying to figure out, the salaries as money-wise, so forth and so on. So if you could just enlighten us as to where the monies are going, I think it would be very helpful into this budget that you're doing for 22. So. That's it for me, but I got a problem. When you go to get on this thing, when it originally comes on the phone, it says hit *6. Nothing happened. Then you hit *9. Which is the right way to get into you people? A little better explanation. Or maybe you don't have to do. Then it says *6. I don't know. Let's I think that should be spelled out a little better or written out. Put it right on the front of the sheet for the meeting. So that's it for me. Go ahead.
Thank you, Hank. I'm going to let Herb address that as far as star six, star nine.
Certainly, Herb. Mr. Chairman. Star nine indicates that you would like to speak. When we go to unmute you, in order to unmute yourself, it is star six. So it is both. If you would like to make a comment, you would press star nine. And then if you're on the phone and you hear the instructions to dial star six, that means that we are attempting to unmute your phone line.
Thank you, Herb. Anyone else on the line from the public? Nope. Seeing none, hearing none, do any council members have any other comments on this resolution? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Sure. Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
15 miles.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Next, we have approval of fiscal year 2022 Highlands Protection Fund capital budget. Committee Chair Holtaway, we're turning it back to you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. And this is number two of six. And this is the grant money that's provided to the municipalities and the counties. And our expert on that is Herb August, so I will turn it over to Herb.
Thank you, Mr. Holtaway. Several sheets were provided, including a memo. The Highlands Council is included in the state budget, which, as Mr. Holtaway said, was adopted into law on July 1st. Our budget remains flat. The allocation that we received this year is the same allocation that we've received in the past number of years. It's $2.182 million for the Highlands Protection Fund. These are the funding sources for the plan conformance grants. They're restricted to going to municipalities and counties for reimbursement of completed projects in the Highlands. So every time you take action on a grant here in the Highlands Council, we are actually just agreeing to put aside some funds, but nothing gets paid until staff is able to confirm completion. We are estimating a need of $1.9 million, just over that, for municipalities in the Highlands for this fiscal year, and an additional $225,000 for counties. We are also anticipating a nearly $250,000 in closures. These are grants that have expired due to inactivity in the contracts. And we are anticipating, based on how much we have reimbursed to date in the first quarter, approximately $1.4 million reimbursements will be going to counties and municipalities in the Highlands. And that is a summary of the grants budget.
Thank you, Herb. And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the approval of the fiscal year 2022 Highlands Protection Fund capital budget.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Holtaway. We need a second.
I will second, Mr. Chairman.
Second by Councilmember Vizioli. Any discussion from the council? Hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. Again, a reminder that this is comments only on the Protection Fund capital budget resolution. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public can dial star nine on your phones or use the raise hand function in Zoom if you would like to make a public comment. When I call on you, as we heard earlier, the instructions of the automated message will indicate those on the phone will have to dial star six to unmute themselves. Otherwise, if you are here in Zoom, staff will unmute you so that you can make your comment. You will have 3 minutes to make your comment, and comments should be focused on this resolution alone. Mr. Chairman, I see 4723. I believe that's Mr. Klump. I'm going to unmute you. Be prepared to dial star six.
Okay. Hank Klump, dial star six. Yes. Hank, you're on. Okay, good.
All right, thanks. Hey, listen, I nobody answered my question as how many union employees we have and how many non-union and the total number of employees. That was never answered, and you voted on it anyway. Does anybody on that council know how many employees the $2.1 million pay for? Now, the next question I have, which I hope maybe somebody can answer, it's $8 million. And what really bothers me is there's no money in the TDR bank. Now, and there's no sending districts in the Highland. So, you know, the whole function of this Highlands TDR program was to get people to participate in the TDR by approving the credits. And apparently that's not being done. So maybe, you know, the whole system doesn't seem to be working because the grant money and all that stuff just turns around and you people, you know, you got the staff there and you write all the rules. And then the town's got to come back to you to get the grant money to pay the engineers and the planners to your new rules. So it's like a big piggy bank for the planners and the engineers. So I'm a very simple person. I just don't quite understand how this system works, or maybe it was designed to work this way. I don't know, but I think it's extremely unfair that, you know, there's no money in the TDR bank and you already got $8 million. So, and that's year after year so far. So I'll leave it at that. I'll let somebody else talk. But and if you could answer my questions, I'd appreciate that, because what's the sense of me calling into you people when I don't get an answer back? And it's very difficult. So thank you very much. I appreciate your time. I'm on.
Thank you, Hank. As far as our staff is concerned, I do know we have 23 staff members, give or take one or two, as far as, you know, people leaving and being replaced. And as far as your question about union versus non-union, I think that would be, we don't usually discuss personnel in public. So that would be something that you may want to call the executive director, and she can either answer your questions or have someone else from the staff answer those questions. So thank you again for commenting. And Herb, who else is on the line?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, I don't see anybody else wishing to make a comment on the Highlands Protection Fund budget for fiscal year 22.
Okay, so we'll close public comment. Any other comments from the council? Hearing none or seeing none. Annette, please.
Mike Dressler.
Yes.
My only question is, I think I don't have a problem with giving, you know, Hank the number. I mean, that's really not talking about personnel. All you're doing is giving them a number as to how many people are union, how many people are not union.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I don't have that information. I just know we have, you know, 23 staff members.
I can answer that.
We don't want really have that much dialogue, but yeah, you're correct that something like that we certainly can answer.
I'm able to answer that question if you would like.
Yes, certainly.
Sure. So we have 23 staff. Six are not covered under the CWA contract.
Are they civil service, Lisa?
No. Our staff is not civil service.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Any other comments before we vote? Hearing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
And Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Next, we have approval of a plan conformance grant for Washington Borough in Warren County. Committee Chair Holtaway.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. This is approval of a plan conformance grant funding for stormwater management, sustainable economic development plan, Highlands Master Plan, and land use plan elements for Washington Borough. And our expert on that today is Corey.
Good afternoon, everybody. Washington Borough has taken a proactive role in completing their plan conformance tasks. As you may recall, they were approved earlier this year, and master planning, redevelopment planning, and center planning are already underway. As Member Holtaway stated, they're looking to complete several additional tasks in FY22. Meeting multiple goals, policies, and objectives of the regional master plan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Paul, you're muted.
Paul, you're muted.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Thank you, Council Member Holtaway and Corey. Before we begin council discussion, we do need a motion and a second. So, Councilmember Holtaway.
I will move that, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Moved by Councilmember Holtaway. Second by Councilmember James seconds it. We have a motion and a second. Would any council members like to comment? All right. Hearing none from the council, this is a voting matter with public comment. Again, a reminder, we're accepting comments only on Washington Borough's grant funding right now. Herb, please instruct the public.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand option in Zoom or dial *9 on their phones. We'll go ahead and admit you. We have one person, Mr. Chairman. I believe it's Mr. Klump again. Let me go ahead. Mr. Klump, be prepared to dial *6 to unmute yourself.
Hey, Hank Klump, are you on?
Yeah, I've got a question for you as to how much money has Washington got in grant money since 2008, I guess it would be, and has all the work that the grant money that was given to has been completed and that to the satisfaction of the Highlands Council. Does somebody go out and make sure it's done, that the work was done properly and that the money was spent wisely? So that's a question. You got $105,000 on this one, plus whatever you've given them before. So my question is, has anybody gone out and checked up for all the other grant money? Or are we just, you know, is this a monopoly or however you want to put this? I'll leave it up to you to have a discussion on that. But is there some way that you can cross-check to see if everything was completed for all the other grant monies? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'll sign off.
Okay, Hank, that's certainly a question that we don't have the answer to here. And you can call again our executive director and she can help you with that. Okay, anyone else?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, 1079. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself and dial *6.
Okay, 1079, I think you're on.
My name is David Shope. I'm a landowner in Lebanon Township. I think just Hank just answered my question, but not totally. I am not on the internet, so I don't have access to all the information that you send to Hank. I would like to have it sent to me as well, and I can give you mailing details afterwards. What is the amount of item C in dollars? 105, I heard Hank say, is that right?
Okay. Do you have any other comments before I answer your question?
I'll have them at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
105,000 and what?
Okay, we'll have Council Member Holtaway or Lisa Plevin answer that question as far as we should give the amount. Lisa?
If the question is how much is this grant proposed for, the amount is $105,000, up to $105,000 for this particular grant.
That's the cap.
Yes, up to, right.
Thank you, Lisa. Anyone else from the public on this resolution? Herb, no one else?
I don't see anybody else at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we'll close the public portion for this resolution. Any council members have any further comment? All right, hearing or seeing none. Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Thank you. Next, we have approval of plan conformance grant funding for Byram Township in Sussex County. Councilmember Holtaway? Yes. Committee Chair Holtaway.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. This is a funding grant for lake management plan for Byram Township, which has an astounding number of lakes. This one is going to be handled by Judy Thornton. Judy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Byram is interested in a lake management planning grant in the amount of $150,000. Byram is known as the Township of Lakes. It seeks an active role in management of its lakes and recognizes the value in taking a watershed-based approach. The RMP encourages this approach under goals for protection of Highlands lakes and water quality. We've recently approved other similar grants for Ringwood, West Milford, and Rockaway Township. Byram's grant would provide for an assessment of the watershed surrounding 15 different lakes. It would identify, quantify, and prioritize watershed-based factors that may cause eutrophication, identify watershed management measures needed to address general causes of water quality impairment, identify the relative costs of the recommended measures, and generate a schedule based on priority for implementation. The work would include historic data review, desktop modeling, water quality sampling, in-lake water quality monitoring, pollutant removal analysis, trophic state analysis, and final reporting. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. And once again, this is our prime job here with the water. So, Mr. Chairman, I would like to move this resolution. You're muted, Carl.
Moved by Council Member Holtaway. We need a second.
I'll second that.
Second by Council Member Vodin. Get some background noise here. Okay, we're good now. All right, any discussion from the council on this
motion? I have a question on this.
Council Member Sabatich.
Yeah. Who's doing the water assessment? Is it already determined which consultant is doing the watershed assessment, or is there going to be a request for bids to do that? And so who can answer that question?
I can take that. They don't have an assigned individual or entity yet. They will be looking for proposals.
Okay, thank you.
Any other council discussion? Okay, this is a voting matter with public comment. We're accepting comments only on the Lake Management Planning Grant for Byram Township. Herb, please instruct the public.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Once again, Members of the public should use the raise hand function in Zoom or star 9 on your phones if you would like to make a comment on this resolution. Mr. Chairman, I see 1079. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. Prepare to dial star 6.
Yeah, I think that's Mr. Shope. David Shope.
My name is David Shope, a landowner in Lebanon Township. It seems to me much of the work that this resolution is proposing to cover for X amount of dollars is normally the work of the DEP. It would seem to me that the DEP is better equipped to do this. And why would you run the risk of paying for it twice unless you really wanted to? I object to this resolution because I think it falls within the purview of the DEP, not a local municipality or the Highlands Council, as far as that goes. That's my comments on this resolution. I object to it.
Okay, Herb, do we have anyone else that would like to comment on this resolution?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, I don't see anyone else with a raised hand.
Okay, I'm going to close the public comment. Do council members have any further comment on this resolution?
Yeah, I have a comment. Years ago, about maybe 20, 30 years ago, the state did have a lake management program, and where they went and sampled lakes and streams, inflow and outflow. And that just died. I don't know why. I guess the funding was not there, but to answer the question about it's their job, it used to be and they did it, but they don't do it anymore. So you have to hire out.
Correct.
Thank you, Council Member Savatich. Anybody else from the council have any comments on this resolution? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yeah.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Nothing about anything. I got to die.
Dan, Councilmember Van Abs.
Dan, you're muted.
We're very concerned about what the kids cost.
Council Member Van Abs.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. We're voting on the Byram Township Lake Management Plan.
I'm hearing a lot of...
Somebody's got a radio or a TV or something blaring. I don't know who it is, but it's loud.
It's background voices.
Sorry.
Council Member Van Abs.
Yes, aye.
Okay.
Yes.
Council Member Vizioli.
Yes.
Council Member Bowden.
Yes.
And Chair Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Next, we have approval of plan conformance grant funding for Chester Township and Morris County. A committee Chair Holtaway.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we're 2/3 of the way through, two to go. This is approval of plan conformance grant funding for stormwater management plan for Chester Township and Morris County. And the Corey will lead us through this one. Corey.
Thank you, Mr. Holtoy. Chester Township is seeking funding in accordance with their approved petition for plan conformance to complete a stormwater management plan that will address the Highland stormwater requirements, as well as the revised DEP stormwater management rules. This will address regional master plan goals 2D through 2G relating to water quality.
Thank you very much, Corey. And Mr. Chairman, I would like to move this resolution.
Okay. Move by Council Member Holtaway, second by Council Member James. Thank you again, Council Member Holtaway and Corey. We have a motion and a second. Would any council members like to comment? We are having some background noise. I do think it may be coming from Dan Van Abs. Hold on, let me just see if if Dan is muted or not.
He is now.
Now he is.
Okay. That's where I think it was coming from. Okay, very good. So any comments from the council on this resolution? All right, hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. We're accepting comments only on the stormwater management planning grant for Chester Township in Morris County right now. Herb, could you please instruct the public on commenting on this resolution?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to say this in my sleep tonight.
Yes,
members of the public would like to make a comment on this resolution should use the raised hand function in Zoom or press *9 on your phone so that we can then call on you by the last four digits of your phone number. Mr. Chairman, 1079, I believe that is Mr. Shope. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself in just 1 second. Be prepared to dial *6.
My name is David Shope. My name is David Shope. I didn't hear a dollar amount for item number E. You're considering a resolution to spend money. How many dollars?
Okay. Do you have any other comments on this? And we'll give you that answer as soon as you're finished.
It's an answer I shouldn't even have to ask for. That's my only comment.
Okay, thank you.
How many dollars?
We can answer that question if we have that in front of us.
Yes.
Lisa Plevin, do you have that?
It's up to $50,000.
Okay. Thank
you. Which is noted in the resolution.
Okay. Which is noted in the resolution. Yes. We have a raised hand, 4723.
I believe that's Mr. Klump. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself by pressing *6.
Hank Klump, are you on? Hank Klump?
Not yet. Hank, you got to press *6.
All right. I'm talking to myself, man, I'll tell you.
I've done that.
Listen, I question, you know, we're going through a whole semantic, just like Mr. Holt said. And my only question is, does the Highlands Council have a way to check to see that all these monies are used properly? We're peeling out money like it's paper, machete. But to find out if, you know, like Chester did, you know, I think they've came up before for something like this, if my memory serves me right, but I could be wrong, but I just wonder, is there a duplication of some of this stuff? Because they're cherry picking certain things and the amount of 50,000 up to 50,000, you know what I mean? How about we should know what it's going to cost? I mean, you know, basically, if you're doing something in your house and you got a guy coming in to do the work, you know how much he charges you. So, you know, this is a gift to all these engineers and planners. So when you say up to, well, by golly, it's going to be 50,000. So you're not going to get anything below that. So that's my comment. I'll sign off. I've said enough. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Do we have a process to check? Yes, we certainly
do. Mr. Chairman, I would just like to, as I said in my budget report, essentially no funding gets paid out until we receive deliverable and that staff have reviewed that deliverable and the associated invoices. In addition, staff have used other examples where similar programs or projects have been completed in the past in order to come up with a budget and not to exceed amount that is appropriate for the type of work that's being proposed.
Thank you, Herb. Okay, so any other is there anyone else from the public, Herb?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, I don't see anybody else with the raised hand.
All right, we'll close the public comment. Any other comments from the council members? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Can I hear him? Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Okay. Councilmember Holtaway. Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Chairman, it's Mike Dressler. At this point, I've got to duck out. I'll see you all in December.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good month. Next is approval of plan conformance grant funding for Hunterdon County. Committee Chair Holtaway, you're on again.
Last time. Approval of this is approval of the plan conformance grant funding for the economic development planning for Hunterdon County. As we mentioned earlier today, the area-wide plan has been drafted. We are reviewing the draft, and that will be published soon. And this will be to fund the local part of the plan based on the criteria and basic information provided by the overall area plan. So this is for the local conformance. So we have Mary Jude online for that. And why don't you mention what the amount is so we save a question later.
Absolutely. So as you may recall, Hunterdon County's petition for plan conformance was approved earlier this year. And since then, and actually even before that, the county has taken a positive leadership role in facilitating sustainable economic growth in their county. They've undertaken tourism initiatives as well as land use and zoning analysis to anticipate where economic activities may fit within their municipalities. As defined in the implementation plan and schedule, which was part of the approval of their petition, we anticipated in fiscal year 2022 that the county would expect to continue these types of activities. So at this point, the county anticipates furthering their tourism planning to help implement, as you say, the action agenda that's going to be released as part of the economic sustainability plan. They also intend to conduct corridor planning associated with routes 78 and 22 with an expectation that they will develop intermunicipal policies aimed at appropriate land uses along that corridor. These projects will implement the regional master plan goal 8A for sustainable economic growth in the region. And together they're expected to cost $75,000. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that resolution.
I will second, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Council Member Holtaway, seconded by Council Member Vizioli. Thank you, Council Member Holtaway and Mary Jude for that report. We have a motion and second. Would any council members like to comment on this resolution? Okay, hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. We're accepting comments only on the Economic Development Planning Grant for Hunterdon County right now. So Herb, please instruct the public again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public wishing to make a comment on this resolution can dial *9 on their phones or use the raised hand function in Zoom. At this time, Mr. Chairman, 1079, which I believe is Mr. Shope, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself.
My name is David Shope, and I noticed that the only corridors that Hunterdon County is considering is 78 and 22. Route 31, which is a major north-south route through the county, as well as other parts of the state, does not seem to be considered at all. I consider this an oversight. You ought to look into it and have them adjust their planning accordingly. That's my comment on this resolution. I object to it as it is written. And let me go back for a moment to agenda item E, which Lisa Plevin said it was in the resolution. I don't have the resolution to look at. I only have the agenda. to assume that I have the resolution and all the stuff that you have in front of you is a mistake. And I'm going to ask that be rectified by mailing such information to me, and I'll give you the mailing instructions at your pleasure. That's my comment on this resolution.
Okay, thank you for your comment. Herb, is there anyone else that would like to comment on this resolution?
Mr. Chairman, at this time, I don't see any additional raised hands.
Okay, we will close the public comment. Any additional comments from the council members? I don't see any. So, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler. Oh, he's out. Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Member James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Bob Holtaway, thank you again for all those resolutions. And we now move on to the next on the agenda is approval of the Highlands Development Credit Bank annual meeting schedule for 2022. Can I please get a motion and a second on the resolution to approve the 2022 HDC Bank meeting schedule? Who would like to make that motion?
Make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Holtaway and seconded by, who would like to make that second?
I'll second that.
All right, second by Councilmember Francis. All right. Oh, we have a motion and a second. Is there any council discussion on the meeting schedule for 2022 for the HDC Bank? All right, hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. We are seeking comments only at this time on the 2022 HDC Bank meeting schedule. Herb, again, please instruct the public.
Thank you, Mr. Richko. You can press star 9 on your phones or use the raise hand function in Zoom if you would like to make a comment on this resolution, which is the HDC Bank's meeting schedule. I have one person, 1079, Mr. Klump. I'm sorry, Mr. Shope, I will unmute you at this time.
My name is David Shope, a landowner in Lebanon Township. I have a kind of a fundamental question. Why is the Highlands Council Development Credit Bank meeting when it has no money? Is this just so you can check the box and say that the bank has met and satisfy some bureaucrat in Trenton or perhaps yourselves? It seems to me like a meaningless resolution at this point. I object to it on its face. I think it's unnecessary when it has no money. That concludes my remarks.
Thank you. Anyone else on the queue for this resolution? Herb?
Mr. Chairman, at this time, I do not see anybody else with their hands raised.
Okay, thank you. I will close the public portion of this resolution. Any council members have any further comments on this resolution? All right, hearing none. Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passed.
Okay, we're finished with all the resolutions. We move on to old and new business. Do any council members have any old or new business they'd like to discuss?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I might. Yes. There was some public input a little earlier, I believe it was from Mr. Shope, relative to him not having a computer and his availability, if you will, to receive documents to review. And he suggested that we start mailing these things to him. And I don't think we should open Pandora's box, not only for him, but for the rest of the public who wants this information, as opposed to, if you want the information, call the council, come up and get it, hard copy, and then you can go home. I just don't think we should open up Pandora's box for who knows how many people getting hard copies mailed.
Well, I do agree with you if it was many people, but I think at this point, I'm not sure, Annette could probably answer that. I think we're just sending it to one person. If we can send it to two, I think that would be reasonable. But you do have a good point. So let's, I'll discuss that.
I think you better run that by council, because if you start it, I don't see how you say to one person, you can't have it, you're talking about the way the mail costs today, it's a significant cost to the county.
That's right. I don't want to open up Pandora's box. That's my point.
Well, I'd love to open up that box, because I never saw what was in it, but as far as the mail, I think it's too expensive. I really
Let me discuss that with our executive director. We'll come to some kind of a conclusion about what we should do with that. All right, so anything else for old and new business?
Yeah, I have one thing to say, only because I see Julia sitting there. So on Tuesday night, our Board of Commissioners will meet. We are 6 out of 7 of the commissioners are in favor of sending a, we're going to basically mirror the Somerset County resolution about the pipeline, the Tennessee pipeline, and the expansion of the compressor into West Milford. We think it's dangerous. We think it's ill-advised. We're happy that the governor, we support the governor wholeheartedly in his plans for, you know, attacking global warming and whatever he's doing to be a greener economy. This is not it. It's fracked. It's goes through a lake. The pipes are, from what I'm told, 85 years old, and an increase in pressure just doesn't, and the compressor doesn't make sense to put more stress on those pipes. If we learn nothing from California, things that go underwater are not exactly smart when they're pipelines. So we are opposing it. As a board, we only have one dissenter.
Thank you, Council Member James. By the way, that proposal is 1 mile from my house. Anyone else from the council have anything for old or new business? All right, hearing none, we will now open the meeting for any general public comments. Before I ask Herb to provide instructions, I want to remind the public that we welcome any comments or questions at this time, but we will not engage in dialogue. If you have a specific question, please feel free to pose it and then follow up with staff via phone or email. Herb, please provide instruction.
Thank you, Mr. Richko. The members of the public wishing to make a public comment during the public comment session should use Zoom's raise hand function or *9 on your phone if you are dialing in. Mr. Chairman, the first one I see is Julia Summers. Julia, I am going to unmute you at this time.
Thank you. This is Julia Summers, Executive Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. First of all, I wanted to say to Mr. James, fantastic. Thank you very much. You have made my day. That is extremely good news. Secondly, I really wanted to commend the staff for the slight change in the way you present these grants, in that I'm sure it doesn't look like a change to you, but it is a change to us. The way you specifically identify which parts of the regional master plan are being addressed by the grants that you are recommending the council approve. And I think it is very helpful for everybody to be reminded that the funding that you are providing Highlands communities, conformed or unconformed, is all in connection with moving forward adoption and implementation of the regional master plan. And that is extremely important. And thank you very much. It's maybe small, it may not look important to you, but I think it is important to the public, because people need to understand that that's what you're doing. Thank you.
Julia, thank you for your comments. Anyone else, Herb, that would like to address the council?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, 4723, which I believe is Mr. Klump. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. Be prepared to dial star six.
And Klump?
Yeah, Carl.
Yes.
Question for you. Last month's meeting, the paperwork that I got, the first Agriculture Advisory Committee was formed, took 15 years. And if you note that the people that are on that are great people, they're very successful. They have large farms and, nothing for nothing. They're doing very well for themselves. But my question for you is that myself, Debbie Post, and Dave Schrope, we happen to have 80 proxies, which I quite well that you're aware of. And it seems like on this agriculture advisory committee, there's no small landowners or small farmers on this committee whatsoever. I feel that we as a group or whatever should have a say somewhere in this committee, because it's our land that's being taken, without just compensation for it. We never signed up for this, but we're being deprived of the privilege of being on this. So I'd like to propose Dave Schrope to be on this committee. I think he's very well versed about agriculture and everything on the Highlands. He's been around for probably 16 years. More so than some of the people on the committee that's there now. So, and the other thing, I wouldn't be able to talk intelligently about any of this Highland stuff if Lisa hasn't mailed me a copy of the agenda. So if you want to shut us up, and you can do it, just don't send it. I mean, I've already gone over there and picked it up. That's no problem. But if it's so expensive to mail me a copy, I'll pay for it. I mean, it's kind of, these meetings, these virtual meetings are very dissatisfying to me, because I can talk to you and it's a one-sided thing. I might as well talk to the chair I'm sitting next to while I'm talking to you, because I don't get any response back. So I would propose, Dave, for the agriculture thing, and I'll let it be up to the committee to decide, because I think it was unjust that the way it was formed. The people that's on it are great people, all large landowners, all very successful people. And I know quite a few of them, and I'm blessed for them. But I think, there's 80 proxies that we have, and I feel that the little guy is really getting schnooked on this thing. So I'll leave it up to you guys. And again, if you want to shut us down, don't mail us this thing. I'm asking you. I mean, because there's no other way that somebody like me, I'm not on a computer, I'm 84 years old, and I'm not going to get on now. So, but by golly, I can sure read. So if you do that for me, and if Dave needs a copy, he should get it too. So however you can do that, if you got to put them outside and we got to pick them up. But things remind me of certain things. You got 8 million dollar capital budget, $8 million. So you can send me a booklet or whatever for $6 or $7 or whatever it is. But with a staff of over $2 million, it just doesn't add up. I mean, you people are on a computer, I'm not. So that's my hardship. But if you want something, all right, I guess I got to hang up. But I'll catch up to you. Listen, I probably won't see you for Halloween, trick-or-treating, but you have a nice Thanksgiving, and see you in December. Thank God. Stay healthy and stay out of trouble. God bless. That's me. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Hank. Thank you for your comments. And happy Halloween and Thanksgiving to you. Also, any other people on the queue for public comment?
Yes, I believe Mr. Shope would like to make a public comment during this session. Mr. Shope, I'm going to unmute you at this time.
My name is David Shope, a landowner in Lebanon Township, and have been since 1975. First of all, earlier on, there was a comment made by a member of your staff about environmental justice. I don't even know what the term means, and I don't know where it fits into the Highlands. I don't see where it's part of the Highlands mandate at all. Be careful when you throw these terms around and you can't even define them. Going back to number 8, item D, consideration of resolution. And I think it was Mr. Sevacek, but I'm not sure, mentioned that the state DEP used to do it, and now they don't do it anymore. Well, if I feel the police don't police sufficiently, can I strap on my .45 and take care of the matter myself? Is this an example of vigilantism? I think it may be. And also, way back when this act was first initiated, the Office of Legislative Services presumed an annual operating cost for the Highlands of all matters of $4 million. You just blew by that with no trouble at all and have years ago. So to me, the Highlands Council is acting like any other bureaucracy in a corrupt state. It just attempts to accrue upon itself additional powers and budget to increase its own importance. That's what I see going on here. I see you when you talk about environmental justice and other things that have nothing to do with saving water, theoretically, and that was based on a fraud itself. Nobody can find the study by the North Jersey District Water Commission that said if you don't do something about the Highlands by 2050, there will be $50.3 billion in additional water treatment costs, which got McGreevy all in a tizzy, and as a result created this act. Nobody can find a copy of it. The Office of Legislative Services says it does not exist. Therefore, you should probably not exist either. That concludes my comments for today. Thank you.
Okay, Herb, anyone else from the public? That's in
the queue. At this time, Mr. Chairman, I don't see anybody else with their hand raised in the queue.
All right, so we will close the public comment, and we need a motion to adjourn.
Who would like to make that motion, Mr. Chairman?
Moved by Councilmember Holtaway, seconded by Councilmember. Who would like
Vizioli.
To
make?
Councilmember Vizioli seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so the October 21st, 2021 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council is now adjourned. Everyone stay safe and well and enjoy this beautiful October day.